Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God has come in power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we have the reading today of the Tower of Babel. Tower of Babel, remember when these people, as Pauline read for us, all there was one people. Everybody got off the Ark of Noah. They built up their families and they stayed in one place. And God had originally told them to scatter, to fill the whole world and build it up. But they all wanted to stay together. This Tower of Babel that they were constructing to heaven wasn't just a great marvel that they were trying to build because they wanted to be able to have something great to look at, or a tower because they needed it to look over for enemies. There were no enemies. It was only them. They were building that tower really because they wanted to do the exact same thing that our first parents, Adam and Eve, did. They wanted to find their own way to heaven. They wanted to find their own way to be themselves gods by encroaching upon the celestial realm, the sky, to be lord of not just the earth, but of heaven as well. And so in this effort, God thwarted their work by confusing their languages so that they would not have that accord, because that's what that sinful nature does. It sets man against man, mother against daughter, everybody against each other. When you're seeking to become gods yourselves, you step on other people, push them aside, and begin conflict. Begin war, really. And so what happens here is that in our gospel, we see our Lord promising that there's going to be an undoing of this. He said there are even some who are present here that aren't going to die before they see the coming of the kingdom of God in power. And when does the kingdom of God come in power? When do we see that in the scriptures? Pentecost. Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes down upon those who are present in the upper room, the Blessed Virgin Mary, all the apostles and the disciples. And you know what Pentecost does? The exact opposite of what happens at the Tower of Babel. They're all languages. Everybody spoke one language, and they were all dispersed into the various language groups, causing conflict such that they could not stand one another and scattered themselves. But at Pentecost, they all spoke with one language such that everybody understood. God in Pentecost undoes the Tower of Babel, bringing people together for what purpose? So that they can know the gospel of Jesus Christ, who has come, died, and raised. So today, as we ponder our own sinfulness and how our languages are confused in such a way that we cannot communicate the deep things that we need to with one another without fear, we're asking in this Mass the Holy Spirit to come and unite us, the Holy Spirit to come and to build up His church that truly, even here in Fort Sumner, we can be whom God has called us to be, to bring people back to Himself, to restore friendships, to do away with grudge. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.